USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New concerns about COVID-19 now that a new variant has been discovered, and many are concerned it's going to be a fast spreader. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling Weekend Today it would not surprise him if this new Omicron variant is already in the United States. Starting Monday, the Biden administration is closing America's borders to travelers from 8 African nations. It was first detected in South Africa, so that's why they're targeting that portion of the world for now. The World Health Organization officially naming the Omicron variant and calling it a variant of concern, though officially no cases have been identified yet in the United States. The Supreme Court will hear arguments Monday challenging the state of Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Americans spent less money than was expected at U.S. shopping centers, as in brick-and-mortar stores, on Black Friday. The Adobe Digital Economy Index says they spent about $6.6 billion as of 9 o'clock Eastern. Last night, about $2 billion less than expected, though better than last year. One of Broadway's most famous composers ever has passed away at 91. Stephen Sondheim died Friday at his home in Roxbury, Connecticut. He was famous for his music and lyrics from plays like West Side Story and A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. His most famous song, though, came from A Little Night Music, and it was famously covered by a number of artists, including Frank Sinatra.
Where are the clowns?
He was given the Medal of Freedom in 2015 from then-President Obama. Stephen Sondheim, again, was 91. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Mexican government has posed the Biden administration with new conditions if they expect to continue the Remain in Mexico program. Here's more from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
The Trump-era framework under which asylum seekers were returned to Mexico to await the processing of their claims, with the development coming in context of the Biden administration's plans to reinstate the policy following a court order. Mexico's foreign ministry said in a November 26th announcement that talks have intensified with the United States on rebooting the program known as the Migrant Protection Protocols, but that Mexican authorities are waiting for a formal response from the Biden administration on a number of concerns.
Alan Shepard was the first American astronaut to enter space in 1961.
Okay, retrofire completed.
The Mercury spacecraft is beginning to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere.
Now his daughter, Laura Shepard Churchley, is scheduled to fly aboard the New Shepard, the spacecraft named in her father's honor. Churchley is among the two honorary guests, the other being Good Morning America and former NFL star Michael Strahan, to join the December 9th mission that's backed by Blue Origin, the space company founded by former Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. Churchley says despite it's only going to last about 10 minutes, the 3 minutes of weightlessness will, in her words, be a riot. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.